Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Wonderful morning. Today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're a Lamed Ches Amid Beis. What? We're a Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Bottom line, we have to start from the bottom line by the Mishnah. Brand new Mishnah, same old story. It's actually a little bit of a different Mishnah. Here we go. Kol Echad Asa Yom B'cheskas Tahira. All 11 days, right? After the Yemei Nida, are Cheskas Taira. Why are they Cheskas Taira? Because it's not, this is what we alluded to this earlier in the week, it's not normal. It's not supposed to be that a woman sees Dan that. It's not supposed to happen. Which is why, when it does happen, there are so many Chumras. Bring a Korban, it's not supposed to be. She's a Cheskas Taira at this point. Yashvala. Now, Yashvala v'lo badta, if she sat, I think we're talking about now the Shiva Nikiyim, the Shiva Zimei Nida. Yashva v'lo badta, if she didn't check herself, Shigiga, if it was a mistake, the Shogig she didn't, Nenta, Ones, Hizida, or Mazid, v'lo badta, and she didn't check herself, right? Still Tahora. I'm sorry, it's the same Yud Aleph Yom. It's still Tahora. Why? Again, she has a chazaka that she's tar. So she didn't check herself. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. Maybe she should. Doesn't change anything. Higia Shas Vest. If it comes the time of her vest, that means it's in a time where it's approaching where she would normally see. This is an extremely complicated sugya. We're going to do it in a half hour. It's very complicated. It's a fat Simon Shulchan Aruch about this. Massive, very long, very complicated. But if the time came, v'lo badka, harezu tameya. She's now tamei. Why? Because women become midas. That's normal. So if it's supposed to happen now, and she has to check herself. So if she did it, now the chazaka switches. And chances are she's tamei. Why? That's what happens to women. You can't avoid it.
So they did on day 28, she... Right.
Exactly, that was day 28, and day 28 came, and she didn't check herself. She's now ushered to her husband. Why? She's going to be either soon, right?
Well, it's maybe in terms of tumors of mice or so. It's maybe like, why is she going to be tumor?
So in the Gemara might be only talking about tumantaira. But it doesn't have to be so narrow. It applies to the husband also. Rameir says like this, Im haisa b'machabe. If she was hiding out in the cave, right, hiding out from the goyim, or anybody, v'giyah shas vest, and the vest came, the time came, below bodka, harezu tahora. That's a detail. What that's doing in this mishnah, such a detail. She, in a rare case where she's in hiding, and the time approached, and she's still tar. Why is she still tar? Because the fear made her dam not come. That could happen. Avol yimei azov. Yimei Azov, but the Shiva Nikim of Azov, or Vazava, or Zava, Ushameret Yom Kineged Yom, Hare Elu Becheskas Tumah. Those are Becheskas Tumah. In other words, you have to check and you have to make sure. Okay, very simple Mishnah. Very simple Mishnah with an impossible Gemara. The first half of this is easy, the Amud Beis is very hard. Lamai Hilchasa, what is Halacha regarding about? That what? That we said there's a Cheskas Taira in the Mishnah. Regarding what? Amar Vihud Lomar, Shein Tzmicha Badika. She doesn't have to do a Badika. The Gemara says, Amar Tani Seifa. The Seifa said that. Yashva V'lo Badka. Right? If she sat and didn't do a Badika. Michlal. The Lechachila. Bai Badika. Lechachila, she should do a Badika. So what does the opening line of the Mishnah mean? It says, Kol Achad Asayom, all 11 days, Becheskas Taira. She's a Cheskas Taira. The Gabi what? Therefore what? So the Gemara suggested, well, she doesn't have to do a Badika. Because why? She's a Cheskas Taira. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Because the very next line says, if she didn't do a Badika, it's all right. Which is Mashma, that Bechachil, she should do a Badika. So the Gemara says, no. Seifa Asan Limei Nida. The Seifa, that second line about doing a Badika, we're talking about the days of Nida. V'hachi Kamar. This is what it means. Kol Yud Aleph, all 11 days, Becheskas Tahira. She's a Cheskas Tahira. It's not normal for her to see now. It's not normal. It's Cheskas Tahira. V'lo boy b'dika. She doesn't require a b'dika. Very good. Aval b'yimei nidasa. But during the days of nida, boy b'dika. She does require a b'dika. Why? Why does she require a b'dika? Because this is a time for her to see. This is, check it out.
7 days?
Yeah, 7 days.
7-11-7.
It goes on forever. 7-11-7-11. The only... How does the vest fit into this?
Right.
Doesn't really. We're gonna. That's what the whole Amud Beis is about.
So why is she expected to see during the days of Nida? Seven.
Because that's the Gemara. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's what a woman's expected to see.
Unrelated to a vest.
Unrelated. Unrelated. Now, if she does. Right. Unrelated. It's unrelated. You'll see how this is gonna fit in a little bit. It's gonna get a little more complicated. Now, Yashva v'lo Batka. If she sat there, and she should have checked herself, but she didn't. Shigiga, whether it was a shogeg, nanta, hazida, v'lo vodka, tahara, she's tahar. Reb Chista Amar, lo tzricha el Rameir, this is only necessary, only according to Rameir, the Amar who said, isha she'ein lo vest, asura l'shamesh. An isha that doesn't have a vest, Rameir said this earlier in the Masechta, a woman that doesn't have a vest can never get married. Why can she never get married? Because she can never be with her husband. At any moment, it's going to come. Right? Hani mili, that's only b'mei nidasa. That's only b'mei nidasa. Aval b'mei zivasa. But if it's b'mei ziva, b'cheskas tahira kaiva. If her mayor agrees, she has a cheskas tahira. So if she has a cheskas tahira, why can't she get married? Ihachi, amai or my mayor, yotzi v'leyachzer olamis. Why can't she get married? The chazak was only seven days out of 18. Right, 7 plus 11 is 18. Only 7 out of 18 is a chazakah. The other 11 is okay. So why can't she get married? So my answer is, Dilma asi lekalkula b'mei nida. Because you're going to get mixed up. You're going to get mixed up. You have such an unbelievable chumrah. She can't get married because 7 out of 18 days she can't be with her husband. Why? Because there's no vest. It could be any time. But the other 11 days, not a problem. We're afraid she's going to get mixed up between the 7 and the 11. Therefore, she can never get married. So very unbelievable. Look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, Umoil ma shehi v'cheskas taira. It helps. She's a cheskas taira. L'shamesh calls man shelo girsha. As long as they didn't get divorced. Inami ein l'chayev l'garcha adji abu yal v'yom. They can get married for 11 days. So they can get married for 11 days and they have to get divorced. You hear that? Because if the whole reason is because you're going to get mixed up, so for the first 11, how are you going to get mixed up? So you have a chazakah that she's tahora. You have to plan the wedding date when she's going to be tahora. And then for 11 days, they have to stay married. Then they have to get divorced. That's what the Tosfos says. Such an unbelievable chumra. Okay?
Is there an app for that? Like counting your 7 or 11
Yeah.
Days?
I'm sure they'll come up with one soon.
They have an odd period for girls, for sure. They do.
Yeah?
Well,
there's no such thing as Ziva today.
No, there's no Ziva.
By the way, the Meshech Chachma says, I believe it's Meshech Chachma, he wasn't talking about app, Meshech Chachma, but he did say that when Mashiach comes, they're going back to this.
What?
Yes.
Which part of it?
The whole thing, everything.
So you can go bring everything down to the river?
Also get a Das Yachad, I hope.
Meshech Chachma does say it. I think it's Meshech Chachma. One of the Achronim says it. That we're going back to this. Anyway, Hamadikani Seifa, when it says in the Seifa, Higia Shas Vest V'lo Vodka, that the vest came and he didn't check, Michlal, the Be'isha Sheyesh Lo Vest Askinon. We're talking about an Isha that has a vest. So what's going on here? Right? So, Chesure Mechzara V'Hachik Tom. Here's the story. Call your Aleph, all 11, Becheskas Tahira, she's a chazaka that she's Tahar, Visharia Labaila. And she's mother to her husband. Ubimene Nida Asura. But in Yemei Nida, obviously, she's Asur. The Bentavar Mamurian, that's Beisha She'ein Lo Vest. That's if she doesn't have a vest. Aval Beisha, Aval Yesh Lo Vest, Muteret Vetricha Bediga. Now, Yashva Velo Bodka. Shigiga, Nanta, Hizida, Velo Batka, Tahora. But if she didn't, it's okay. Higia Shah's vest, Velo Batka, Timea. But if she came time for the vest and she didn't check herself, now she's Timea. So ha, mid the Sefer Meir, Rachel Av Rameir. So now the whole thing, right, the Sefer, we said Rameir. Rameir was talking about woman that's been hiding. So by the fact that he stuck in Rebbeir's name in the sefer, obviously the ratio was not Rebbeir. So the Gemara answers, "Kula Rebbeir." The whole thing is Rebbeir. Vachi kamar im lo ha'isa b'machabe. If she wasn't in the cave, v'giyah shas v'esvelo batka tameya. Why? A lot of changes to this Mishnah, right? Why? Sure, Meir Omar im ha'isa b'machabe v'giyah shas v'esvelo batka tahora. Right? Shecharadam it's like a tadamim. Because the hiding will make the dam go away. Okay? Rava Omar. What does it mean, Anutzat? What does it mean, Cheskas Taira? What does that mean? We started off the Mishnah. What does it mean, Cheskas Taira? Lomar, to say, She'ena Metame Me Eitz L'Eitz. That she's not Metame Me Eitz L'Eitz. Back to that base. Right? She doesn't make things Tame 24 hours ago or 12 hours ago. Meisfer, but she does. Hanida v'hazava v'hashomeres yom kineged yom v'hayoledes kula matan li'eith le'eith. So to Yufta, the Rav is wrong. Rav's pshat is wrong. Rav's wrong. Okay? Next pshat.
It seems like during Hanida days, if she has a regular vest, she's not Aser Tahana, right?
During Hanida days, she certainly is.
Not Nida, we have
to set
her 7.
Oh, correct.
So she has a regular vest and she's not having a period.
Right, you can't pass it from this.
No, I know. I mean back then.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. This is going to get your point, which is why the doc gets very hard now. Ravuna bar Chia Omar Shmuel Lomar Tyra. What does that mean? She's a Cheskas Tyra. Let's start off the Mishnah. A woman during her 11 days is the chazakah that she's tar. What does that mean? What does that mean? That she's allowed to be with her husband? We know that already. There's nothing wrong with her. So what does that mean? That means, listen to this line. She'eno kavas la vest besoch yumei zivasa. She cannot establish a vest during the 11 days. That means, if she sees on a day, and it's during her 11 days, next month, she sees on the same day or the same interval, and it's during her 11 days, and it happens a third time, and it's during her 11 days, it does not establish a vet. We know the rule, Rashi says it here, to establish a pattern, you need three in a row of what? Every 17th day, every 25th day, every 30th day, you establish a pattern. If those patterns fall out on the 11 days, it does not establish a pattern. That's what it means, she's a Cheskas Taira. She's so tahar, she can't even establish a pattern. That's what it means. Okay? You got that? That's what it means. Now, it's quite difficult, you'll see why. Okay? You hear what it means? During the 11 days, she cannot establish a pattern. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to say in a minute, even if one of the three is on the 11th day, the other two are fine. And if somehow the third time is on the 11 on the during the 11 days, it does not establish a pattern. You hear that?
Yeah, when the 11 days start, she comes back. I was curious.
So the Rambam says yes. You turn 12 years old and it starts.
11,
right.
Forever.
Others say no. The Rambam's sheet is very difficult. Others say whenever she has a nida, whenever she becomes a nida, whatever age that is, then the next 11 days she becomes a zava.
After the first seven.
Now let's say during the 11 days she becomes a zava gadola. She has 3 days in a row. What happens now? She has to count now shiva nikiyim. Once she counts the shiva nikiyim, then the nida starts. Then nothing happens to her. She's okay. The next time she sees dam, she becomes a nida. And seven, that's seven. And then that's how it goes. Okay? So Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Lo shmili hashmaita. I never heard that. That during the 11 days, she can't. I never heard that. So if you want, we have to do the Rashi here. The Rashi says, Lo shmili hashmaita. Right? Who said that? Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef, Talmudo de Rav Yehuda, Shu Talmud so Rav Shmuel. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav Shmuel, the Chol of Rav Yosef, he got sick once, the Akar Talmud, he forgot all his learning. when he heard something from Rabbi Shmuel, Ve'enu nizkar lo tzashmua, and he didn't remember that, matmiya, he would raise an objection. V'lav talmido shal Rav Yehuda ani, aren't I a Talmud of Yehuda? How could I have not heard that? V'lo amali shmua zua, didn't hear that. Abaya talmido maskiro, Abaya would say, not only did you hear it, but you said it, right? Amalei Abaya, at amarta nehilan, not only did you hear it, you said it to us. Vaha amartalon. And this is the context that you said it. Ready? Very hard now. Here we go. Haisa limuda leyos roe yom chamisha asar. If a woman was accustomed to seeing God every 15 days, okay? Every 15 days. Vishinsa liyom chaf. And 1 month, it was on the 20th day. Not such a far-fetched thing to happen. It was 5 days late. Zeh v'zeh asurin l'shamesh. The next 15th day, she cannot be with her husband. The next 20th day, she cannot be with her husband. Why not? The 15th day, there's still a pattern. Okay, so 1 month was no good. Doesn't break the pattern. And the 20th day, maybe a new pattern is being established. So they're both no good. Right? She both days are a problem. Shinta pa'amayim liyom. If again she saw on the 20th, again. Zev v'zeh asur l'shamesh. Again they're both asur. Why? Because the 15th day, the pattern has still not been broken. And the 20th day, the pattern still has, there's a pattern forming. Possibly a pattern forming. So far so good. Let's look at the Rashi. It's the second to last skinny line. Okay? Ein tzarich lomar. You don't have to tell me. Tes vav sha'avar sha'asar. That the 15th day that passed is asar. Sha're kol hayom himtina shematira. Every time we're waiting, maybe it's going to happen. The kaimalon. Chayev adam lifrosh v'ishto samach leves. A woman has to separate from her husband near her vest. For sure, the 20th, they don't have to tell me that. When 15 days go by, you're not allowed to be with her husband. It's the day of a vest. We've only skipped it one time. A vest cannot get uprooted less than three times. Right, when it's 20 days apart now. Maybe now we're making a new vest from 20 to 20. Because it's already been one interval where there's been a 20-day gap. Same thing with the second time. Three days of Yom Chav go happen. Then Hutar Yom Tezvav. Then Tezvav becomes Mutar. Va'asar Yom Chav. And Yom Chav becomes Asar. Now. Now we're going to fit it all in. That's pretending there's no such thing as Ziva. However, you can't make that pretending. There's such a thing. Right? Now. The Amarta law, you said, you Rav Yosef, you said about that. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Shana Elo Tesvav Litvilasa. That means 15 days from when she went to the mikvah, which is Shein Chaf Beis Liriyasa, which would be 22 days from the last sighting. How does that help us? Because if it's 15 days from the last sighting, you're in Yemei Ziva now. Why are you in Yemei Need Ziva now? Because Ziva takes 18 days. 7 of Nida and 11. 15 is still in the 18. 22 is outside the 18. So really, the only way this could make sense is if it's really 22 days. You mentioned 15 from when she went to the mikvah.
What's the other three? 7-11.
7-11 is 18. So she sees on day 15, she's still in her Yemei Ziva.
I see. We get to 22.
So, in other words, what we're saying is the 15 days is 15 days after she went to the mikvah. but there's still 7 days of tumah. That's where 22 come from. What does that help you? You're not in the 18 days anymore. You're not in the 18 days anymore. Now you can establish a vest. You can't establish a vest during the 11 days. Therefore, we have to change the case to get you out of the 11 days. Otherwise, during the... You hear this? It's very complicated.
7, 11, and then 7 again.
So you're basically taking a one-shot deal, possibly.
Correct.
And trying to fit that in.
Correct. Okay. We'll just start this tomorrow. It's going to get a lot worse. Before we go forward, let's make sure we understand it. 7-11. She sees a Re'iyah. She sees Dam. During her 7, she becomes a Nida. She waits 7 days. She goes to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Now she has 11 days of Ziva. So she saw, we'll want to give days, she saw Rosh Chodesh. So on the 7th day of the month, she went to the mikvah. She now counts 11 days. I'm sorry. Yes. She now counts.
7-11 isn't dependent on when she saw it. Isn't 7-11 that just keeps going forever?
No, I just said it doesn't keep going. Again, Rosh Chodesh, she saw Dam.
You gotta do one month by month.
Move month by month. Don't make it more complicated than it has to be. Rosh Chodesh, she saw Dam. She counts 7 days. Right? She then counts 11 days. Okay? She then counts 11 days. Right? Then, what day are we up to now? We're up to the 18th day of the month. Right? One second, how are we going to make this make sense? Now, this woman is seeing every 15 days. She's seeing every 15 days.
Within those 18 days.
Within those 18 days, the 15th day shows up during the 18 days. So and that's a problem because it's during Yemei Ziva. To get it out of the 18 days, we're going to that doesn't mean 15 days. It meant 22 days. The Gemara called it 15 days because it's 15 days after she went to the mikvah. So if you add those 7 extra days, you're out of the 11 days.
You're back into her Nida days.
That's fine. You can establish a vest during her Nida days. That's not, we're going to ask that on a base. But don't worry, we're going to ask that on a base. You can establish your vest during the... That's not a problem. Okay? You understand what's going on?
So far,
so good. Okay? So where are we up to? What?
The Hassam.
The Hassam. The Hassam. Koila. That happens now during her Yemei Nida. That you can become a vest. No problem. Aval Tesla Vav Luriyasa, but 15 days from your last Re'iyah, the Yemei Ziva, so you're sitting in Yemei Ziva now. Low Kavi, you can't make a Kviya step. So Abaye says, Regressive, you said it yourself.
Consistent.
It's consistent so far. Amar of Papa, and his record's hard. Amrita Lishmaita Kamedur of Yehuda Midistura. So he has the following question. Kava.
Mikva
Lo Kava. Kviya now. That you can't do. Mechush mahu denichushla? So can we at least be afraid? You can't make a kviya. So at least should we tell guys, don't go near your wife that time, because at least we should have a chashash? That's his question. Right? Look at the last Rashi on the page. Im haisa regila b'tesvav v'tesvav, dahainu besoch yimei zov, mi boi lamechash, should we make a day you can't be because maybe it'll happen, even though it doesn't establish a vest? That's only because, what kind of quirk is this? It's a quirk that during Yemei Ziva you can't establish a vest. But biologically, she's going to see. So do we say, listen, you can't establish a vest because it's unlucky you can't do that during Yemei Ziva. I understand. But at least we should make a chashash. After all, there's a predictability it's going to happen. That's a Papa's question. Okay? Now, Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midik. He didn't know what to answer that. Rabbi Yehuda Midistura didn't know what to answer that. It's a good question. So Amar of Papa, so Papa says, Nechzianam, let's figure this out. Haisa limudu liyos roa liyom chamisha atah. She was roaring to see on day 15. V'shintza liyom esem. It got switched to day 20. Zev v'zasurin. They're both no good. That's what we just said. They're both no good. Vamav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo shana, that's only true. Ella chamisha asal tefilasa. That's only true if it's 15 days away. Shehein 15 days from when she went to the mikvah. Shehein eshem ushtayim l'riyasa, which is really 22 days from her last riyah. Right? Right? Therefore, v'shinta, right? That means that the next time she sees, I think that's what this means, that the next time she sees is really what? It's really 27 days later. Is that what that means? Right? V'shinta liyom chav zayin. Right? So therefore, when she sees on day 22, which we're saying now is really she sees on day 22. The mikvah is on day 27. So when she saw on day 22, Kaimel Ebesach Yimei Zivasa. 22 is during her Yimei Ziva again. And what do we say? Shekatani Sevezer Oserin. Alma, what do you see? Techeshin Allah. We are choshes for it. That's what you see, says her papa. He just proves it. Right? Now, the only way this can make sense, because of her papa, Esrin Vitartin, Esrin Vitartin Minyana. Esrin Vitartin is like that. What does that mean? Esrin Vitartin, Esrin Vitartin Minyana. What does that mean?
20 days is
directly
from the 20 days
of
the previous cycle.
Right. And Nida Upascha Me'eshin V'zayin Minyanon. But the actual Re'iyah is on day 27. Therefore, says her Papa, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, therefore, says her Papa, obviously, they were Choshesh. Because this case, which the old just quoted, it turns out, if you add 7 days on both ends, it turns out that the Re'iyah was during her 11 days. And what was the halacha? Well, she's not allowed to be her husband. So you are chayish.
That works.
Exactly, it does work. Now, Rav Huna says, I argue. I'm a Rav Huna, Brei Devishol, Rav Papa. Mimai, who said, what?
I said, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm not exactly.
Mimai, who said, baby, Esrin v'tartin nami, v'esrin v'shiva minyanon. Maybe day 22... Really, we're going to do the Re'iyah on day 27?
No, it's reckoned from day 27.
It's reckoned from day... What's reckoned?
The 22 counts from 27.
Yeah. The 22 counts to 27?
No, from 27. Count 22 from what is she
27 is the cycle. 22 is the count.
Uh-huh. The Chiyadari, but also... Therefore, if that's true... It's not during the 11 days. It's during the 7 days.
Correct.
Right?
Backwards now.
Now count backwards. Not a problem.
You can establish
during Yimei Nida. We said you can.
Right, yeah.
It's not during the Yimei Ziva. So, Papa, you're wrong. Your whole chesed is wrong. You had a good kasha, but we can't prove it. You're right from our story. Because we could say that this happened on the day 27 and it was during Yimei Ziva. Could be. Okay? Actually, that makes a lot of sense. Why? If you don't say that, listen to this. Hi, Tana Golda. You have a chicken. The Ramya Yama, it gives birth on one day. The Kavsha Yama, and then it stops. The Ramya Yama, and it gives birth on another day. The Kavsha Yama, and it stops. It gives birth every odd day. On the first, on the third, on the fifth, and 2, 4, 6, 8, it doesn't give birth. All of a sudden, the Kavsha Trey Yome, it stopped an extra day for some reason. Some strange reason it stopped. The Ramya Chad Yama. And what happened now? It resumed. And it... What?
We
just change the cycle. So ki hadara nakta. Now going forward, ki lekhame nakta. Do we go backwards? Oh, ki demekara nakta. Do we go forward? In other words, we know that it was every other day. So for some reason it switched now to an even day. So going forward now, do we say it's going to be every even day? Or do you know it's going to be every odd day? Because that's how it used to be. Of course, it's going forward. So too, the woman, right? Go forward now. Therefore, even though it was a 22-day spread, right? I'm sorry. You broke the cycle to day 27. To day 27.
She resumes
her count going forward, which would mean that the next year that she has will fall out on a Yemei Nida.
Right.
And therefore, it's not a Raya to you. Make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Good. Okay? Now, Amalei Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, wait a minute. Elahada Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Isha Kovas Lavest, Besok Yemei Zivasa. Rish Lakish has a funny shita. I mean, not funny. It would make sense. Biologically, it makes a lot of sense. A woman can become a vest during her Yemei Ziva. The ain Isha Kovas Levet Besok Yemei Nidasa. But not during the Yemei Nida. That can't happen.
You can become
a Nida. You can't establish a vest during a Yemei Nida. I don't know why, but that's what he holds. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Isha Kovas Levet Besok Yemei Nidasa. No, a woman can. Which she can.
Both, or just...
I don't know about both. During the Yemei Nida for sure. So Heichi Dami, what's the case? What's going on here? Lav Kigon, isn't it talking about the Chazai Reish Yarcha? She saw on the first of the month, V'chamisha B'Yarcha, and the fifth of the month, which is still in her Yemei Nida, right? It's within 7 days, and then V'Reish Yarcha, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the fifth day of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and the fifth day of Tammuz, right? The hashta now, Chazoi b'chamisha b'yarcha, now she saw, what's the time? Of, on the fifth day of Av, but she did not see Rosh Chodesh Av. What have we just done? Right? V'chazoi b'chamisha b'yarcha, u'b'reish yarcha lo chazoi. And on Reish Yarcha, she didn't see. So what just happened? What just happened? That break a pattern, you established a pattern.
No, I know.
Okay, I don't know if that's the kasha. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? She will have a vest now for the fifth of the month. Three in a row. Even though all three were during Yemei Nida. I'm sorry, the third one was not during Yemei Nida. Why was it not during Yemei Nida? Because she didn't see Rosh Chodesh of the third month. So no. Right? Although you want to say that the fifth is that starts the Nida. Right?
Still a Nida, isn't she?
What? So the first, she became a Nida.
Yeah.
Then the fifth.
Anyway, she came with
what happened on the fifth? She slowed down again.
Yeah, right.
Forget Nida status. That happened the second month. Happened a third month on the fifth. Now on the fifth, when she saw on the third month, she wasn't a Nida. That made her into a Nida right at that moment. But she had no pattern of the first. Doesn't matter. What do you see? You can establish a vest during Yemei Nida. That's all you see from this. Okay? Vika'amar. Okay. Isha kovas la vest besoch Yemei Nidasa. A woman can establish her vest during Yemei Nida. Alma, what do you see? Meresh yarcha minyana. That was starting to count from Rosh Chodesh. Right? Which Rav Papa said, that's what I said. I go backwards to the last time that the vest was getting established, which was Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, how is it possible for this to establish a vest during Yemei Nida? There is no Yemei Nida in the third month. Nothing happened. Why am I saying it's Yemei Nida? Because I'm going backwards 5 days. You know what Rav Papa just said? You know what he just said?
So
Sivan, it was 1 and 5. Tammuz was 1 and 5. Av was only 5. Says Rav Papa, what did Rav Yochanan say in such a case? She's a Nida. I'm sorry, she established a vest. Why? And you see that you can establish a vest, be a main Nida. What do you mean you main Nida? The third month wasn't your main Nida. No, Rav Papa, going backwards 5 days. You hear that? Amalei lo. Hachi Amar Biyachon. Here's the case. Kiron Chazai, Reish Yarcha, Vereish Yarcha. First of the month, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Then the Esrin V'chamisha Biyarcha. Then she saw on the 25th day of Tammuz. Then Vereish Yarcha. Then she saw Rosh Chodesh. So what do you have? You have three Rosh Chodeshes in a row. And they're all three. And the third one was during her Yemei Nida. You hear that? You hear that? Damrinon. Now, by the way, Damrinon, what do we say? Damim Yisei Rahudi Tosfu Bey. That was some extra dam that you know, she got a little bit of a head start. On the 25th, it started to come out. Really, it's the dam from Rosh from when? From, no. Really, it's the dam from
a few days
coming. I came a few days early. What do you see? You don't go backwards. That's the point of this. Not going backwards. The papa said, in order to make it make sense, I have to go backwards. No, do it the other way around. Not that she saw the third time on the 5th. She saw the third time on the 25th. Then she saw on the 1st. She established it during her Yemei Nida. You hear that? V'chein ki yasa Ravin, Amar, v'kol nechusa yama, and all those that came from Babel, Amrua, Kirav, Huna, v'reid of Yeshua. They said the same exact part. Alright? Hadron Allah, b'nos kusim. Hadron Allah, b'nos kusim. Hadron Allah, b'nos kusim. We will resume tomorrow. The next Perek, Perek, Daf Mem. Alright? Everyone have a good day.